Okay, we're picking up from the last line of Pei Vav Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishma Shulam Espas Yaakov. The neshama should have an aliyah. So we were discussing in the Mishnah said that if a person made a mistake and thought it was Ishto, and it was really his daughter who made the neder, or vice versa, right? Then we said that you have to be Yachzor VeYefer. You have to go back and revoke the neder again, because Yania Osa, we understood, is going to be the source that he has to restrain her. You have to know who this her is. Is it your wife? Is it your daughter? You have, even though they work by both of them, we said in the Mishnah that's not enough. You need to know specifically who it was. So the Gemara now is suggesting, Lameimra Diania Osa Davko, as we just pointed out, the Mishnah seems to understand that when the Pasuk says, Yania Osa, that the husband is able to restrain her, is meant precisely that he has to know who the her is. It is his wife, is it his daughter? You need to know who the person is. Now, turning on to Pezayan Amad Aleph, Vaha Gabe Kiroim, when it comes to the obligation of tearing Kriya, Rechlal Atzlan, for a nifter, one is obligated to tear his clothing when you hear of the Zion Krovim, that is a person's mother, father, brother, sister, wife, and Rechlal Atzlan, son and daughter, right? All those things that you'd have to tear Kriya for them. So not only that, actually, there is a din you have to, for your Rebbe Muvak, or a Melech, or even Ugadol Ador, that was a big shayla. The Pashtas and Shulchan Aruch and the Sugya is very clear from the Gemara that you should be tearing Kriya for Gadol B'Yisrael. So that's the shayla. Some want a taina that maybe Bizman Azeh we don't really have, like that level of people. But I know that Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, when he found out that Rav Chaim was Nifter, he did tear Kriya. He tore Kriya for Rav Chaim Kaneski as he was the Gadol Ador. But what do we see? That there's a concept of doing Kriya. And the Pasuk says, Dechsiv al and al. And the Pasuk you'll hear that we're talking about is talking about when David HaMelech heard that Shaul and his son Yonasan had died. They died in the war with the Plishtim. So David had torn his garments both on Shaul and on Yonasan. Dechsiv al, Dechsiv al Shaul val Yonasan bino. As we just mentioned, that David heard about both of them. And it says that David took his garments and he tore over Shaul and on Yonasan. So we learn over here that you're supposed to do it also on a Nasi and also a person who's the head of the Sanhedrin. So this applies. You have to tear garments on with a specific intent for who he knew. He knew first the first one was for Shaul and then for Yonasan. Vitanya, but if that's the case, that the Al, and so therefore the Al and Al should be teaching us, it should be specific. So the Gemara says though, but that's not really true. Amru lo meis aviv, if a person was told that his father had died, Vikara, and he tore his garments, Vachak nimsa beno, he actually found out that it was his son who had died, not his father. Yotze de kriya, the lach is that it works. So the Bryce is telling you that if you made a mistake, it doesn't matter. It says Al v'Al. We see that's Kali Lav Davka, it's not specific. So the Ran says, just like we see that in that case, it's Lav Davka, so too we're assuming it doesn't mean really every single one, meaning that if you tore, it's okay, that you did the Maisa Kriya. So here also, why don't we say the same thing, that even though it says Yania Osa, whoever the Osa is, if it's the wife, if it's the daughter, you didn't know which one it was, because it's fine, what's the big deal? You did Hafara, just like when it comes to Kriya, you did a Kriya, you were supposed to know who it was for, but the Evan, you didn't know who it was, so too, when it comes to the Halacha of, Nedarim, it also shouldn't matter who, if he did or did not know who it was. So the Gemara wants to answer Amre lo kasha. They said, no, this isn't a kasha. Ha bistam, the Braisa was talking about tearing garments over death. It wasn't actually that he heard that it was the father. He just heard it was his relative that he had to tear Kriya for. He assumed it was his father. And the second case, HaMefarish, when the Mishnah is talking about Nedarim, he was explicitly told that it was not that way. So what we say a lot, it doesn't mean that his father died. He just assumed it was his father. He was told that one of his relatives died. He thought it was his father and he tore Kriya. But it wasn't specific that he had in mind that it was for his father and really found out that it was his son. So then that halacha would be that Kriya is going to be good. So that's what we see, that even if you didn't have a specific, you didn't know Bedavada was your father, then it would be okay. However, if he was told explicitly that his father had died and that is why he tore Kriya, then he found out it was his son, then the halacha would be in that case that it would not work. So we would make the same halacha with regards to Nedarim, that our Mishnah would told us that when you're being the Hafara, it's not valid because they were told, no, you specifically, hey, by the way, your wife made the Neder. And he heard that his wife made the neder, so then he was made for it, only for his wife, then it doesn't work for his daughter. But if he was told Roshanim pointed out that if he was told based on this chiluk, if he was told that we don't know, one of the, either a wife or daughter made a neder and he was made for the neder, thinking, let's say it was his wife because she's older, and he assumed that she would have made that type of neder, and it ended up being that his daughter, but he didn't know specifically, he was misafik bedavar. So then, according to what we're explaining right now, in a chanami, that the hafara should in fact be a good hafara, and that's what we're bringing. That is the chiluk that we're accepting, and we say v'atanya, as we mentioned. Usually, and throughout Shas, besides the Maseches Nedarim, V'atanya is usually a kasha here. In Maseches Nedarim, almost always, and for whatever reason, V'atanya, like Tosa says in the beginning, that's Lashon Nedarim Mishuna. Here also, V'atanya is always a raya. It's always a raya. It seems to be like 90% of the time, it's not a raya throughout Shas, and 10% it is a raya. And I would say the opposite in the Darim. Darim is that it's always a raya over there. V'atanya, we learn in a braisa, a raya for this, Amru lo Mesa Aviv, they told him that his father had died, Vikara, and he tore his garments, Achach Nimsa, but no, then he found out afterwards it was really his son. Lo Yatzay de Kriya, the lacha is that he has not fulfilled his obligation of tearing Kriya. Amru lo Mesa lo Mesa. However, they told him that one of his Zion Krovim had died, who he has to tear Kriya for. He didn't know. He Chasavar Aviv Haya. Mamish like the Chiluk we just said, he thought it was his father, that's what he thought he was tearing Kriya for. Vikara, and he tore his garments based on that assumption, but he didn't know Bivadai. But no, he found out it was his son. Yatzai de kriya halacha is that he fulfills his obligation. So that would be the answer. Now the Gemara says another possible answer. Ravashi amar kan betoch dibur kan lachar dibur. So the Ran immediately jumps in Ravashi and says, well, wait a second. We had a braisa supporting the previous answer. So it can't be that Ravashi is coming to disagree with the previous answer. He agrees with the chiluk of the previous answer. As the Lashon of the Ran is, devade modebe de yatzei de kriya. Avadadeva, you agree that you would be yotzei de kriya, will you do it bestam? The braisa is a raya for that. So what is Ravashi doing then? Because he wants to give a different answer in explaining the wording of the braisa. Because the Lashon of the braisa is Amr lameis aviv. So that Meis Aviv, and that's Lav Lav Davka. It didn't mean Meis Aviv, I mean you thought it was your Aviv. So he's going to explain the Breisa in a different manner, but he would agree fundamentally with the Halacha LaMeisa that comes out of the previous Chilak that we said. Bistam and Mifarish. So what does Ravashi want to tie? Now he wants to say that Breisa, which tells us that someone who tears his garment on the basis of a misinformation, that references to someone who talked about it, Kan B'Tolchede Dibor, where he done it, Tolchede Dibor, that he found out that he made the neder, he was told that it was his wife, and he was told his wife the wrong, it was a wife. And then he found out, told him, no, it was your daughter, and he already said Mefer. So then halacha is, then it works. That his original afara is going to be valid. So that's the opinion of Ravashi. We're in the Mishnah, which says that it's not valid, as if he told it was his wife, and really it was his daughter, but he only found that out after the three said, what is Tolkedi Dibur? So according to almost everybody, it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe. The three words of Shalom Alecha Rebbe. The Taz is a funny shita that it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Four words, but we hold Shalom Alecha Rebbe. We're going to see a few Alecha about Kan L'Chadir. We're going to get into it. There's a few things to mention about Tolkedi Dibur. Had the Gamar Siyate De Kriya. So now that one, in the Breitza tells us where he fulfilled the obligation, that's Shenimtza Beno B'Tolkedi Dibur, where he discovered that it was his son. They thought it was in Tolkedi Dibur, so then after he had torn Kriya, then it works. Hadakamar loya today kriya, and the second price which says he has not fulfilled the obligation is la achar kedei dibor, where he found out it was his son only after kedei dibor. That would not be a good hafara, a good kriya rather, being able to tear garments. But Tanya, this is also a raya for Ravashi's chiluk. We see in a brisa, misha shechol b'soch b'iso, person has a sick person in his house, vinis aleph, so the guy fainted. So he thinks it's over. It's a nice habit. When you have a near-death situation, there's a few times you think it's already over, but it takes a few minutes, a few days sometimes. They think that the person died. Bikara. And he tore his garments in mourning for that person. And afterwards, the sick person actually died. The halacha is he has not fulfilled his obligation of tearing his garments. That's only when the person who dies is after three seconds of Tolkedi Dibur. Alval, but Tolkedi Dibur, Kedibur Dami. However, if you tear agreements immediately after, a second later, the person dies, then the halachas of Tolkedi Dibur is mamish like it's Kedibur Dami, and it's, we assume that he has fulfilled his obligation and you do not need to tear Kriya again. That's because of Tolkedi Dibur is Kedibur Dami. So, that's what comes out according to Ravashi. And similarly, if someone tears his garments or does hafara on the basis of a completely wrong report, then if he discovers it within Tochet Edibur, that would also be a valid Kriya and a valid Hafara. V'hilchasa, and this is the Lacha Tochet Edibur Kedibur Dami. The Lacha is that we assume Tochet Edibur is going to be like Dibur Dami, that it's considered connected to the first statement. So they're, if they're separated less than a tokhid dibur, then the lacha is, then it's as soon as the first statement's over, it's possible to retract within tokhid dibur. Right? The example that Rishonim bring, the Ram brings over here, if a person makes a deal, business dealing, and then tokhid dibur, he wants to add a tnai or just completely renege on it, the lacha is, that is okay. That is okay to renege on that. However, there's three exceptions to that rule. Megadif, someone who is Rechman HaSan, curses Hashem. Ve'oved avodas kachavim, someone who does avodah zara, you can't undo. A person says to avodah zara that you say that this is my, the Reuven says that this is my God. So you can't be over, closer on that. Umikade is someone who wants to marry a woman. He says, all right, mekudeshali. Never mind. Nope, too late. Once you marry mekudeshali, that's too late. Umigaresh, and also someone who wants to divorce. So what's the common denominator over here? So the Ran understands that really, there really isn't really a din of backing out an halacha, but when you do something toch kadei dibur, what happens? It's megala that you never had full das to begin with. That's what the Ran understands. So he understands that when the Gemara says that we don't apply chazara to toch kadei dibur to get in and kiddushin, why should that be an exception? Because he understands that you were always very serious. These are very, very serious things. You always wanted to marry her. You always wanted to divorce her. You're Megadev and Mecharev Megadev is the exceptions because these are something which are so incredibly strong. You obviously had intent for it, so you cannot retract it. That is the Shita of the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam understands fundamentally differently. He understands that the whole concept of a Chazara, Tokhe de Dibor, is a Takana de Rabbanan. And the reason they made the takana is for a person who sees his Rebbe in the shuk. It's really very peladik Rabbeinu Tam. You see a Rebbe in the shuk and he wants to say hi. He's not going to be able to chozer the mekach. So we make a takana derabanan and you can be chozer tochere dibor. The problem with Rabbeinu Tam that if we assume that originally din deraisa is that there's no chazar, so chazar uprooting many din in derabanan, they're going to be uprooting din deraisa about like a guy losing out on the mekach and then things like that and the sale. So Macharna wanted time in for Rabbeinu Tam, the Divrei Yecheskel. He wants to answer that really there must have been a shorter period, not Tochkede Dibur, and Chazal extended the Din Daraisa to Tochkede Dibur. Okay, that would be a fascinating, interesting, because of this point of a Talmud who sees his Rebbe. The way Rosh Hashanah used to say that we don't really seem to understand like the Ran. We seem to understand like the Avnei Miluim. What's the Avnei Miluim? He understands that the holiest sod of Tochkede Dibur is that Ase Dibur Mevatel Dibur, that your second, and whatever you say second is coming to remove your first. That if your first das wasn't so strong, so by getting in Kiddushin, where you clearly had a higher level of das, we don't assume Ase Dibur Matal Dibur. That's his explanation of this Gemara over here. That normally we do say that you're able to mevatel what you said originally, but if it's something so strong, like these four things, you had high such a level of das, we don't assume that the second thing has the ability to remove the first. So when it comes to all other kenanim, you could be chozer, only if it's Tochere Dibur. That's a Tochere Dibur. But Kinyan Sudar, you're allowed to, that's one exception, Rosh Hashanah pointed out, you'd be allowed to be, you're allowed to be Vatel, Kozman Sha'oskin, but also Inyan. That's the Chilak Rosh Hashanah always mentioned about Kinyanim. Fine. Yeah, another horror is that the Ketosa Choshen has a very nice suffix. He has a suffix, and it's other Achronim also, the Arsameach discusses this, that, when we say that Yisod of Tochere Dibur is able to be mevatel, is that only mekana lahaba? Like if a person makes a shvua that he plans on not eating the rest of the day, then you say no, I actually really don't want to do that. Okay, so then it's pashut we assume that tochere dibur is able to mevatel it. But what happens if he's making a shvua that a shvua on l'shavar? He says he's not going to do this. So then, do we assume that that's also going to be, because it's already on the, it's going on the past. Is he able to mevatel even what's for the past? Because Tosafot is not sure about it, but he thinks that maybe we bring a raya from Megadif. Megadif is also on the past, yet we assume that a farash, that a Tochere Dibur would have worked had it not been. This is a very serious avera over here. So since the only reason that it's a very serious avera, that's why. You can't be mevatel it, so then the Tosafot understands that really you would be able to mevatel always Lisha Avar. And generally, had it not been for this one exception, okay, very fascinating. Thing. Just one more important point, halacha l'maisa, with regards to tochere dibur, is that this is used in Hilchos Tefillah. We could use it all in Hilchos Tefillah. This can come up. If a person makes a mistake, let's say the Yom Noraim, he's supposed to say Amelach HaKadosh and Sma'akev. If you forget, you are not Yotze Yer Shmon Esrei. So a person says, Baruch, this happens a lot, to Maisa Mechol Yom, and during Aser Samichu, a person will say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh. No, Amelach HaKadosh. So he doesn't say no, because then it would be a problem. But he says Amelach HaKadosh right away. So halacha is, Tochere Dibur, Kedibur, you're a battle, be battle, you're Dibur, and that does work. That's what we assume for all the things that are Ma'akev, for a person, for everything, for everything that you get wrong, you do have Tochere Dibur to able to be battle. It's very important, halachas and Hilchos Tefillah, you should be aware of that. However, the exception of the rule is even if you say Hakel HaKadosh and you just go to the next bracha, so even though that's not Toch Kedei Dibur, because you just said Baruch Ata Hashem Hakel HaKadosh Ata, and you realize right away Ata Hakel HaKadosh, it's too late. Once you already go on to the next paragraph, they assume that's already like you moved on, and you can't the application of Toch Kedei Dibur would not work anymore in that tzior. But every other time, it's important to note that if you have something that a person makes a mistake in Shemona Esra with the bracha, he makes the bracha wrong, so he has the ability to be mevatel that, and it, within Toch Kedei Dibur, Shel Melech HaRebbe, it's very short. You only have like a second and a half maybe to be mevatel it, but you can do Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, very good. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. Amra konem te'enim v'anavim elu sha'ani to'emes. If a woman says, konem my tasting these figs and these grapes, so she made a neder answering both figs and grapes to herself. So, kayem le'te'enim, if the husband or the father wants to confirm the neder with respect to the figs, kulu kayem, the whole neder is going to be mekuyem. Because you can't, a person who is mekayem part of the neder, the entire neder is going to be mekuyem, because the pasuk says, isha yakimenu, the husband is confirming it, which tells us, yakim mimenu, is confirming part of it, is if he is mekayem the whole thing. However, what happens if it's hefer l'teinim, if he wants to remove the aspect of figs, einam ufra'achia for the anavim, so he also has to then remove the, he has to remove the grapes as well. And if he doesn't, that's not considered going to be a far for that. So there's two ways to understand how you can, what's the yesod advarim in this halacha. We're assuming that if someone is made for part of a neder, only that part is removed and not the rest of it. So in this case, when he removes only the iser on the figs, she becomes permitted to eat the figs, but she remains usher to eat the grapes. So to lift that, I'd be able to lift the grapes. You have to actually do that far. That's the first way you can understand it. The second way you can understand this, the Yesod HaDvarim in this Mishnah, is that we're telling us that a partial hafara does not accomplish anything. If you're partially made for a neder, the entire neder is going to remain in force. So that is a shaila, how exactly that works. But we do point out that earlier, when it comes to the hafara, when the hatara rather, of a chacham, so even if he's matir part of it, the entire neder gets removed. So why don't we say the same thing about the husband? Because it's pashut, that the difference is a fundamental difference. As we know already, we mentioned this many times, the difference between hafara and atara. Atara comes and removes the whole neder as if it never happened. So therefore, that makes sense that it's based on the badger's intent. And therefore, we take into account that it's going to uproot the entire neder when you go retroactively and remove it. That's understandable. However, when it comes to hafara, it has nothing to do with what the woman or the daughter wanted to do. She could full-fledged want to keep this neder. All you're doing is Mikan Lahaba saying, from now going forward, this neder is no longer applicable. So the halacha is that you would be able to understand that there's no reason to assume that partially being able to remove it would not remove the entire thing, because it's a very understandable chiluk, the two different dinim over here. So the Mishnah continues, Amra konem te'ena sha'ani to'emes, v'anavim sha'ani to'emes, harei elu shnei nedarim. She says, konem, to my tasting the figs, and my tasting of the grapes, that's going to be viewed as two different nedarim. Because she said, sha'ani to'emes, that I'm going to taste, she clearly meant to divide her neder into two. And therefore, even if the husband has done a kiyum on one of the neder, the nafkamin would be that he could still do hafar on the other, because we assume they're mamish, like two different nedarim. And similarly, if he is mefer one of them, the other one, he can be mekayim or mefer, whatever he wants to do. That'd be talay, it would be the same halacha there. So the Gemara says, mani masnisen, who is the opinion of our Mishnah? So what does that mean? In the Machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Shmuel, we're going to see, Rabbi Shmuel is the opinion of our Mishnah. Desanya, that the Braisa tells us, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. The pasuk says her husband is going to confirm it. The husband is able to revoke the neder. So what do we see? Amra konem te'ene v'anavim elu sha'ani to'emes. If his wife says that according to my tasting these figs and these grapes, kiyem le'te'enu, if he confirms the neder with respect to the figs, kulo kayam, the entire neder is going to be confirmed. He cannot revoke even the grapes anymore. Hefer l'teinim, turning on to the next number. Now, if he revokes the neder with respect to the figs, einam ufarachia for afla te'enim, it's not going to be revoked until it's revoked with the grapes as well. It means that either that the hafara cancels only the ish on the figs and not the grapes, or, as we saw before, that maybe it's completely, there is no hafara whatsoever. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So that is exactly like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel clearly is the shita of our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says differently. Rabbi Kiva Omer Harei Omer Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu. Ma Yikimenu Mimenu. Just as the lesson of confirming it teaches us that it affects part of it, it affects the entire neder. So then, Af Yifirenu Mimenu. So too, the term that if he is revoking it, it teaches us that the revocation is affecting the entire neder according to Rabbi Kiva. He understands that removing part of the neder cancels the entire neder. So at that point, he would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, even though the Lashon of Yifi Renu, is it can't be taught that it's a partial hafara. It must be the entire neder. Rabbi Kiva's understanding that the Torah mentions hafara and Yikimenu to teach us that it just as like a partial kiyum works, the entire neder, so too a partial hafara, it's like a hekesh between the two. Rabbi Shmuel, Miksiv Yafer Mimenu, the Pasuk doesn't say that he was removing part of it. Rather, he's arguing that the Lashon of Yefirenu to Yekimenu doesn't teach us the halacha that you can partial afara is going to work like a partial comma. That doesn't we don't see that Rabbi Shmuel says because you use Lashon, it should have said explicitly Yafer Mimenu and it doesn't. So that's why he argues Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva make a shafar la comma. As we see, Rabbi Akiva is going to say that there's a comparison between the two halachas. Ma comma Mimenu, afara Mimenu. You could do part of it just like you do by part of afar. You could do part of Yekimenu, and that's what we see. It really comes from Yekimenu. Just like you do part of Yekimenu, you could do part of Yefirenu. That it will work to uproot the entire thing. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Du Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Avachachamim Omrim Makish Hakama Lafar. We compare the confirmation to the removing of the neder to teach us that ma afara ma sheafer afer afakama ma shekiyam ke. Just as in the lachas of the removing a neder, you can partially remove a neder. So to a kama, you can partially remove a neder. So when the Torah says yefirenu, it means a partial afara does not affect the entire neder. Otherwise, it would have said yefirimenu. So the chachamim, the hekesh between the hakama and the hafara is teaching us that the rule is true of even hakama. The words of Yekimenu can be understood. Yakumimenu. The Torah doesn't use Yekimenu. It means that only that even partial akama is valid. That's what we're understanding right now. So the Gemara says Amra Konem Teina. Continuing, the Mishnah tells us if a person says the Konem to my tasting of fig and my tasting of the grapes, Amarava Masnitz Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah that understands that even though the woman's statement explicitly mentions two different things, it's considered one single neder until she actually repeats lashon of my teima. So then. That must be, Rava says, that it must be Rabbi Shimon and Amar Adshem Rashua Lekol Echad Ve'echad. We saw this opinion of Rabbi Shimon earlier. The Rabbi Shimon's understanding that when it comes to a Shvuah's Bitoy, or Shvuah Shav, so all those, if you have monetary claims, so in a case where a person is Shvuah's Edus rather, so a person's denying falsely, doesn't owe anyone money, so three people tied it to him, that he owes him money, and he said, a Shvuah that I don't owe money. So the Tanaim of Machlokas over there, that if he swears I don't owe anything to you or to you, that's considered as if he made a neder to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you just say, I swear to you and to you and to you, that's not enough. Rather, you have to say, Lashon Shvua to you, a Shvua to you, a Shvua to you, and then be falsely accused. Then it's going to be that you're going to be chayav. So our case, we're comparing it, that for person, you have to say Shani to Emes. Which is the first would the group of Tanaim would say that you don't that's two separate nedarim because it mentions two items as two different things. However, Rabbi Shimon understands this as a single neder, and that must be that our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that it's a single neder unless he repeats lashon of my teima, which is showing us that it's going to be separate nedarim. That's what we see the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Fine, now we're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us Yodei Sheyesh Nedarim. I know that there is a concept of Nedarim. Aval Ein Yodei Sheyesh Mefirin. We saw this quoted earlier. So the husband heard the wife made a neder, but he had no idea that he has the ability to revoke such a neder. So the halacha is that the day he hears about it, that's called Yom Shamo. Even though physically he actually heard about it like 3 weeks earlier, he has no concept that there's a concept. It could be even like a year later. He never knew that there was a concept of Faras Nadarim. So then when he hears about it, that's called Yom Shamo. That's the chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah. Yodei Ani Sheyesh Mefir, and if he says, I know that you can be Mefir Neder, Aval Yodei Yodei Shezeh Neder, but I didn't know that this was a Neder, so then we have a Machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yefir. Rabbi Meir says that you're not able to be Mefir such a Neder, because Rabbi Meir apparently understands that a Neder can't be revoked ever if either the Yom Shama or the day that he finds out is going to be a different point. Meaning, because he understands that the being able to be made for neder is effective only on Yom Shama, which is defined as the day he has full knowledge of the neder. But in this case, his knowledge is only partial, because he knew this, he didn't know that this was a neder, but he knew he could do a fara, so then it's a problem. That's Rabbi Meir. However, Chachamim Amrim, yeah, fair, that over here, you're able to be made for the neder. If he made for it on the first day, the neder is going to be canceled. Since he knew that some neder, you're able to be made for the neder, even though he thought that this wasn't a neder, still he just did it as like a precaution. The Chachamim understand that partial knowledge is enough to be able to be made for the neder, and therefore they understand that that's not a problem, Yom Shamo, and it's you can be made for such a neder. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Ramina concerning a long sugya, and it's a very short Daf tomorrow. Mitzvah tomorrow's Daf, the recording, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Pei Tes.